Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
This is Alan here at the Shepperton Village Fair. We've got the Brooklyn's Radio mobile unit here on this glorious day here in Shepperton Village. Midday today, they've got the marching band and parade through the town centre. They've got the famous raft race at 1:15 on the River Thames. Then for the rest of the afternoon, they've got lots and lots of things taking place here. They've got a gorilla experience. There's an urban dance school, the Spelthorn Gymnastics, and lots of other things. We've also got Punch and Judy. We've got lots of places to eat and have a drink. And it's just going to be a marvellous afternoon here in the glorious sunshine of the Shepperton Village Fair. We've been here for the last 10 years, but in fact the fair first started in 1973 and organised by the Shepperton Rotary Group and the Shepperton Chamber of Commerce. They've all been involved in this wonderful fair. Usually thousands of people come down here, and it's a great day. So, join us later on this afternoon. We'll have interviews with the stall holders, with some of the people taking place within the arena, and just generally set the scene throughout the afternoon. Stay with us here on Brooklyn's Radio at the Shepperton Village Fair.
I'm here at Shepperton Village Fair, and I have Graham from Riverford Organic Farms. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. We all know that today it's really, really important to eat organic food.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the reasons why it is so important.
Well, organic is primarily no pesticides, no artificial fertilisers. So it's not, you know, obviously by eating it, you're not going to be eating all those pesticides and artificial fertilisers. Also, it's much better for the land as well. Improves biodiversity, means all those little lovely creatures like the butterflies and the bees, they all get to live as well. So it's good for you and good for the environment as well.
Okay, and is it true, I've heard, that some of the food we eat today, for example, a cup of spinach that maybe our great-grandparents would have eaten however many years ago, compared to a cup of spinach now, we'd have to eat about, what, 50, 60 cups?
There is certainly evidence that food that's produced very intensively is quite low in nutrients and vitamins. So generally by eating organic food, you're going to be eating the sorts of vegetables your grandparents would have eaten, similar sorts of things. We mostly grow for flavour, so we're trying to keep those things important, whereas perhaps a lot of people now grow for looks. We're looking at things that will taste nice.
So we don't mind if our carrots have funny shapes?
No, we don't. We applaud funny shapes. We like funny shapes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you entirely. And I think you're right that by buying organic, we're more likely to be eating something more like when our parents own, our grandparents were young. Okay, tell us a little bit about how Riverford first set up.
Guy Watson founded Riverford about 25 years ago. He was a farmer down in Devon. He was producing for the supermarkets. He was getting increasingly frustrated by the fact they kept turning his product away for very minor blemishes, so he decided to sell directly. He started selling to friends and family, and it just built up from there. I've been running the distribution in this area for over 12 years now, and it's quite a big business. You know, we've got probably, I don't know, 10,000 deliveries a week in 40,000 a week in London now, so it's big.
That's incredible, 40,000. But it just shows that people really want good food. They want it to taste good, and they want it to do them good.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, flavour, as I said earlier, is really important with this. And obviously the fact that we deliver it is much more convenient. You've got to go out and buy it. It's one less trip to the supermarket. We also try and maybe do vegetables a little bit more unusual. We'll do things like kohlrabis, which are a kind of cabbage. What have we got at the moment? We've got some squashes. We've got these very nice little donut peaches. Just get people to try things that may be a bit out of the ordinary, not quite the usual, you know, go and buy some broccoli and some carrots. We sell those as well, but we try and give you a bit more interest on your plate.
Okay, so people sign up for a regular weekly box?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to have a box every week. Most customers, you know, we've got a website. They use that to put their orders on. They'll either have a regular order each week, or what they'll do is they'll chop and change. I mean, we have customers who use us for kind of all their grocery shopping now, so they'll go through and buy whole wide range of products. Some people just like the box. They just like a kind of bit of randomness as to what they're going to get. That suits them as well. But people can chop and change. You can cancel your orders. You know, do all sorts of things. Really, people obviously feeding for different different numbers of people in their household. They might want to upgrade the box, have a bigger box. They might want to have less. They might go away on holiday. Very flexible. Just do it via the website.
Okay, but now, obviously, from what you're just telling me, you're not just vegetables anymore.
No, we do a lot of extra products now. We do fruit as well, obviously. We do meat, dairy. Also recipe boxes now, which is a new thing we've started about 2 years now. And that will come, that particular one we've got there, has got three meals in there, and it will have all the ingredients portioned out. So you just have to follow the instructions. Even I can do it. So there you go. So it's a good way, again, of trying maybe to do things that are a little bit different. We all get a little bit, there's five or six recipes we all like to do. This gets you trying something different, maybe doing some extra things, using herbs maybe in a way you wouldn't before. So things like that. So, yeah, we do a wide range now.
Fantastic. I've got Matthew here with me as well, who's from Brooklands Radio. Matthew, do you think you could cook that?
Yes, I could, yes.
That's fantastic. So I think these boxes are a brilliant idea. How can people get in touch with you?
Best way is to go onto the website, which is www.riverford.co.uk. Have a look on there. You can put your postcode in. It'll tell you which day we deliver in your area. And, you know, just put it in. As I say, you're not signing up for a year's worth. You can chop and change. You can just try it a few times, see how you like it. I always suggest to people try it three or four times just to get in the routine. But once they've done that, yeah, most people seem to stay with us.
Fantastic. Well, Graham, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Brooklands Radio at the Shepperton Village Fair. The fair procession started 11:15 in the High Street, and it's been presented by Kershots of Shepperton with the Surbiton British Legion Youth Marching Band. And here we go. They're coming into the parade ground right now. Just to remind you, this is the Surbiton British Legion Youth Marching Band. They go off into the main arena, and in a moment the fair will be opened by the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey and the Mayor of Spelthorne. Today's Shepperton Village Fair started as an idea at a charity football match on Sunday the 28th of May 1972 at the London Irish Ground. The first fair was organised by the Shepperton and District Chamber of Commerce. And that was back in 1973. And there were 25 stalls, fancy dress, tug of war. And the star attraction was wrestling, presented by Dale Martin Promotions. The Shepperton Village Fair Committee is delighted that the fair this year will be opened by the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey, Mr. Michael Moore Molyneux. The Lord Lieutenant is the Queen's representative, no less. So we have esteemed company. The newly inaugurated Mayor of Spelthorne, Councillor Vivian Layton, will also be attending and looks forward to meeting all the stall holders as she walks around the fair today. The fair has about 3,000 people usually on this Saturday, and as usual the weather is always fine for the Shepperton Village Fair. And this is Brooklands Radio, broadcasting live from the Shepperton Village Fair.
I'm here today with Andrew from My Home Care. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Tell us a little bit about what My Home Care is.
My Home Care agency, we provide care services to the elderly in their own private homes. We also help people learn and train in the care sector so they can get jobs, get employment in the local large care facilities in and around the area. So we have internal training where people can come and join our agency and we can train them up over the course of a week. And then they can go on to be employed by us and hopefully, you know, kickstart some form of career if they're interested.
Well, that's great. So you do both you employ them and you train them. That's really, really good. Tell us a little bit about the background. How did My Home Care first start?
The nature of the background of the business is, me being from South Africa, been in the UK for 17 years. We have the same business down in South Africa. It's a family business. We've had it for about 15 years in South Africa. I came to the UK about 10 years ago, and about 4 years ago, we decided to give it a go in the UK, and it's turned out pretty well for us. So we've been very fortunate. It's family business, and it's just good to be part of the community in the UK, much like we are in South Africa.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. So what areas do you cover?
We cover most of Surrey, all of Surrey, really, all the way down to, we actually go down to the south coast as well, so Portsmouth, Southampton area, and most of the south of England. Quite large.
It is very, very large. Okay, and what sort of facilities are available for people?
Facilities, there are a range of facilities. So, like I said, we've got we provide anything from live-in care, so somebody who wants, you know, permanent support in their own home, through to just a one-hour visit, perhaps once a day, to help with personal care, personal cleaning, medication administration, and also perhaps to support the surrounding family, because often the surrounding family themselves don't quite know what they don't know, and they come to us for support questions. And then we also supply nurses to the larger care facilities in and around the area that are, you know, social services funded.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. So if people want to know more about your services, how can they get hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. So we're based in Weybridge. We've got a Weybridge office and a working office. Our website is www.myhomecareagency.co.uk, and our office number is 01932 645 744. It would be good to hear from you.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
I'm joined by Elisa, who is part of Swimming World. And what part do you play in the Swimming World?
I'm one of the consultants in Shepparton. I also run one in Ashford. We have two in Shepparton, myself and Maria. Maria does Friday mornings, and I do Wednesday evenings at Shepparton. Maria does Thursday mornings at Ashford, and I also do Wednesday mornings at Isleworth. And both of us are consultants, so we help people lose weight.
Okay, and how long have you been going with this particular group? There's different groups, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So how long have you been going with this particular group?
My group has been going now for almost a year. We're actually celebrating our first anniversary on the 31st of August this
Congratulations.
Year. Congratulations. Thank you. And Maria's been, she's now been a consultant for 10 years. She's one of our top consultants in this area. So, yeah, she's been going for 10 years now, so it's really good.
Really, really good. And you have different classes. I notice on your gazebo here, you've got twice a week on a Wednesday.
Yes, I do a 5:30 session on a Wednesday and a 7:30 in the evenings. And Maria does Friday mornings, 9:30 and 11:30.
Right, okay. And how do people get involved with Swimming World? Do they just turn up at the classes, or do they have to register online or something like that?
We do have an online register if you want to do it online, but you can come along to one of the classes, come along at the 5:30, 7:30. Come along, we will do a new members talk with you, explain absolutely everything, and then you just come once a week.
Okay, and is there what's the fee for joining?
The fee, we do have quite a few offers going on different women's magazines and in newspapers, some of the national papers, so that would be normally your membership fee, which is £5, and then each week it's £4.95 for a standard member, and for our senior members it's £4.65.
Oh, that's very reasonable, isn't it? And is it a yearly membership, or is it a one-off membership fee?
It's a one-off year a membership fee, so it's just the £5 and that's it. And
right.
You just pay the weekly fee to come along.
Oh, right, I see. Okay. And what's the website address that they can use to contact?
Oh, we have just type in www.slimmingworld.com and you'll get there.
Thank you very much indeed. And that's Lisa from Swimming World. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you.
So here we are now on a hot day at the Shepparton Village Fair. And by way of a change, rather than interviewing some of the stallholders, which of course we're doing, I thought we would interview some of the people behind the scenes who make the Shepparton Village Fair such a success. And with me now, I've got Dennis. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
And what's your role here?
I I look after the marquee, the craft marquee. I work there. I set all the tables out, all everything else out. I screw all the history fair down to the floor, make sure the generators are working for the power that people have. I make sure everybody's happy. I've got to be honest, we don't really get many people not happy. You know, people say they like coming here, even if they don't earn a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they love it, they love the atmosphere. I don't know if it's just me being big-headed or anything. But no, but I love what I do. It's hard work, but I love it.
Dennis has a key role because he provides the generators that's providing electricity for the Brooklands Radio studio.
Yeah.
And that's a key function. You've got many generators here.
We've got four.
All right.
Two for the toilets and two for us.
Well, okay,
one for
then.
Us and one for you.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. And we always have brilliant weather.
Well, I'm a window cleaner and I always bring nice weather.
Yes.
That's me. I'm a bright sort of person.
How long does it take? I mean, when do you start planning for today?
Well, we have a what we call a washdown meeting where we discuss the things that have gone wrong, gone right, or we weren't happy with this. It's not many things go wrong anyway. And then in October, we start planning what the parade is going to be. And then during the years and the months, the young lady that does the arena, she goes and picks out what's in the arena. Like today, the gorillas, I think they've been a success.
Yeah. And the gorillas, I missed them.
I just saw the last end of it.
All right.
Yeah. So, but they were good. So.
All right then, excellent. Yeah. Well, Dennis, thank you for everything you do behind the scenes, an unsung hero.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers. Then, thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
That was Dennis there, one of the people who help make the Shepparton Village Fair such a success.
I'm here with Jean from the Spelthorn branch of MS. Good afternoon, Jean.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you here today. So MS, as we all know, is multiple sclerosis, and you're here fundraising. What exactly are you doing here today?
Well, our main function today is to enable people to understand what MS means. And, yeah, so a lot of it is to give out information, literature, and we're just happy fundraising alongside, because a lot of our members do have problems, particularly with mobility, and it's to enable them to get out of the house.
Okay, and I can see you've got out the house. You're looking lovely today with your orange shirt on. So can you tell us more about the Spelthorn branch and the sorts of things that they do?
Well, the Spelthorn branch has several social functions. We try to provide emotional help. We have a Friday meeting every Friday in Stanwell, and that is very well attended, actually. And then we also have a group called Yums, which I have to say, I don't really understand. It's Young Something with MS. And they meet once a month in a pub for lunch. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So that's quite... We don't just talk about MS, we talk about all sorts of things. And sometimes you get quite good practical ideas from other people issues that they've had.
Yeah, I think being with other people who are in a similar situation can be very, very good, can't it?
Oh, yes, it is. You get a lot of support from friends, colleagues. You make new friends. It's just great, yeah.
I know, that sounds wonderful. Like, just a lovely organisation to be part of by the sounds of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite informal, but people are there for you if you need them.
And I think that, again, is very, very important, because some people will just want to go on, but knowing there's always someone there for support is very powerful for people, I think.
Yeah, I think that people need to know that there are people around and how they've dealt with things, overcome them, and
you're absolutely right. If someone else has gone through it, you don't need to reinvent the wheel, do you? It's good to have that information and knowledge from other people.
Yeah, it's great just to have ideas from other people and just general support.
Jean, how can people get hold of you or the organisation if they need you?
We've actually got some leaflets at the end, and that gives you the details of who to contact, phone numbers, email addresses, and we're here today.
Okay, well, I will make sure that we add those details on to the end of the interview, so that when this goes out, if people need to contact MS support, or they can Google MS support in the Spelthorn branch, and I guess there's branches everywhere for different areas.
Oh yeah, I mean, this just happens to be Spelthorn, but the MS Society operates worldwide and particularly in the UK.
Fantastic. Well, Jean, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome, and people are welcome to come here and chat if they want to.
Lovely, thank you. The Multiple Sclerosis Society have a Friday social club, and this meets at St David's Church Hall, Everest Road in Stanwell. That's TW197EE, and it's every Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can contact Christine on 01932 569 320 if you want more information. This tends to be people with more severe disabilities. Then some of the younger people set up another group, which is YUMS, which Jean told us about earlier. And the YUMS social group meet on the first Saturday of every month at King's Fairway in Ashford. And if you want more information on that, you can contact Tracy on 07540 145034. Thank you very much.
Right now at the Shepperton Village Fair, on this hot day, I'm with Jackie from Red Heart Angels. Looking very smart in your red T-shirt, Jackie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's really great to be here, actually. So we're here today, Red Heart Angels, are raising money for the British Heart Foundation to support all the fantastic work they do with heart research. We've got an amazing tombola and giving away some super prizes. So it's all good fun today.
What sort of prizes are you giving away?
All sorts, all sorts. We've got a nice big fruit basket.
Oh.
And we've got lots of local business have donated. We've got some super prizes from all sorts. Some lovely spa prizes we have, some toys and for the children. It's really nice.
And the money that you raise, what is that being used for?
That's being directly used for heart research. Really to support the campaign Fight for Every Heartbeat for the British Heart Foundation.
Yes, and heart disease, a sort of common problem across the UK?
Heart disease is a huge killer in the UK, and the support and the research that they're providing are saving lives every day. So the money we're raising is vital to continue with that research.
Yes, excellent. Okay, well, good luck with your tombola.
Thank you.
And the fruit basket is still available?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, it's growing quite a crowd, actually. But I would like to let you know that we're also having a Red Heart Ball at Silvermere Golf Club in September 16th. If any of your listeners would like to buy any of those tickets to support the Heart Foundation and to attend what's going to be a fantastic ball, they can go to www.rosewood-event.com. Or look out for us on Facebook at Red Heart Angels, and we're more than happy to have a chat about that and then to invite you along to the ball.
Fabulous. Okay,
great.
Then, look
Thank
forward.
You
great.
Thank you so much. Really
Wish
nice to
the,
talk to you.
All the best with that. And that was Jackie there from Red Heart Angels.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Cheers.
How many years did you first start at the Hampton and Kempton Waterworks Railway?
Well, it was set up in 2003, but it wasn't called the Hampton and Kempton Waterworks Railway in those days. It was the Metropolitan Water Board Railway Society. But we had to set up the Hampton and Kempton Waterworks Railway in order that legally we could be a railway.
How many volunteers do you have?
Yeah, we have about 30 or 40 volunteers turn up pretty regularly every Tuesday and on Thursdays to actually do the work. But we run the railway on a Sunday. Every Sunday we're running with about, 10 or 15 volunteers.
Okay. And what sort of years that you have been at this thing?
Oh, we first started running for passengers in 2013. So this is our fourth year? Yes, I think it's our fourth full season. So we're not doing too badly.
Good. So how do people keep in touch with all these, with all your events?
Oh, yeah, well, we have leaflets, and I'm giving them out today to people as they pass by at this Shepperton Village Fair. But the easiest way, of course, is to look at our website, which is hamptonkemptonrailway.org.uk, and that'll give you the full up-to-date information.
I'm here now with Daphne from Spelthorne Choral Society.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Daphne.
Hi, nice to see you.
Lovely to see you too. Tell us a little bit more about what the Choral Society is.
In 2020, we've been going for 100 years.
Good heavens.
So we are an old choir. And we do, we basically do classical music. Our next big concert is the Brahms Requiem, which is in German. So we're all really trying to learn German. In fact, Linda teaches German, so we do have a couple of German-speaking ladies within our choir who are very helpful. But our next choral concert is our Festival of Voices, which is on Saturday, June the 24th.
Okay.
St. Peter's Church. And we've got four choirs. We'll be singing basically choral music, and then somebody will judge who's the best.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
So, and then for our summer concert, we'll have fizz and strawberries. So it'll be lovely.
So Linda's here helping you today to raise funds.
Well.
And Linda speaks German, which is very helpful for your next concert.
German, I think. Oh. But in fact, we are very, very friendly. If people want to join us, we do rehearse Monday evenings in our Lady of the Rosary School, which is in Staines, 7:30 till 9:30. People want to come along and just come along and see us, and they'd find we were very friendly.
Do they have to audition?
No.
That's good, no. Because everybody can sing, can't they?
Well, some people think they can't, but in fact, most people can. And it's as well as that, it's very good for you.
Yes, it is very
good. We're taught how to breathe properly, and it's very, very good for people who've got chest problems, also asthma or anything like that. It's there's two more from our choral society.
Two more ladies have just approached. Linda and Jill.
On Brooklyn's radio. But so if people want to come along and, you know, see us, they'd be very, very welcome.
Okay, that sounds good to me. That sounds good to me. Monday evenings. And they don't need to think they can sing, because I know that when people start auditioning, people start singing in a choir and they get that training, then anybody can really, really sing.
Me too. Yes, sorry. Have I been shouting? Because I'm a bit nervous.
Don't worry, my dear, you've been brilliant.
No, we are very, very friendly. I've been in the Choral Society for about 25 years nearly.
Do you know what I think with singing? It just raises your mood.
It does, especially if you're feeling a bit down.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's very, very good training for your breathing.
Okay, so do you have a website people could look at?
We have a website. Website www.spelthornchoralsociety.com.
Brilliant.
And it's all on,
and your next concert, as you said, is this one, which is on
Saturday the 24th
at 7:30.
And that's a Festival of Voices.
Festival of Voices.
And we've got four different choirs.
That sounds wonderful. And so it's at St. Peter's Church in Leyland, Staines.
Yes, which is where we hold all our concerts.
Okay, and you've got four concerts. That's brilliant. So tickets are £10 in advance, £12 on the door, with under 16s free with a paying adult.
Yes. That's
wonderful.
Right.
Well,
and they're usually wonderful evenings. Yeah. Super.
No, I can imagine. Yes. Daphne, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having us. And we always welcome new people to come along.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right now, on this hot day at the Shepparton Village Fair, I'm with Tori Northsand from the Woking and Sambir Hospices. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
So, what are you doing here this afternoon, Tori?
Well, it's brilliant. I mean, to be part of the fair is fantastic. But the Woking and Sambir Hospice here is... We've got a gazebo up. We're doing a tombola. And so it's great to be able to do a little bit of fun. But it's also about, you know, giving out some information and answering some questions to the changes recently that's happened.
So, what about the Woking and the Sambir Hospices? You've got a new hospice, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We have a 20-room purpose-built hospice that's just opened 3 weeks ago in Woking. And it's a purpose-built hospice, so 20 rooms. All the rooms are en suite. They have balconies which you can push the bed out onto. They have all hoists, purpose at the mattresses that are state of the art that help with bed sores or circulation. They have bed sofas so the family members can stay over, and they each have a fridge so you can keep maybe your favourite tipple in as well.
And is this replacing two of the hospices you got at the moment?
So we used to have, obviously, the Woking Hospice and the Sambair Hospice. We had plans to refurbish Sambair, but we got told that there was now going to be a £300,000 a year bill to rent the space, which we never had to pay for before. So unfortunately, we had to close down the Sambair. But we are still a hospice for the North West Surrey. So nothing has changed in that respect.
And as well as end-of-life care, I believe you've got day case?
Yeah, we have day care, so where patients might come in for an assessment or just to, you know, have a bath. We have a spa where they can come in, have afternoon tea, a piece of cake. It allows them to chat and also gives their carers a little bit of time off.
A cup of tea, piece of cake. Is this open to the public?
So we have a cafe that will be open to the public in the next couple of months, which is fantastic because they'll be able to come in, buy, you know, a piece of cake or tea or coffee and be able to experience or be in the hospice without, you know, having to go there to maybe see a friend or a loved one.
Perhaps there's a misconception here that the hospice is paid for by the NHS.
Yeah, that is often the case. Only 20% of our funds are provided by the NHS, so it costs £8 million a year to keep our services running each year. And what a lot of people don't realise is that 75% of the service we provide is actually in people's homes. It's only 25% of where people come into the hospice.
So you've got a tombola stall here. What sort of things can we get?
We have fantastic prizes. There are sword fly swats. There are mobile phone covers. There's not a box of chocolates or a bottle of squash in sight. So some great fun gifts.
And I heard a rumour there is some exploding something or other.
Exploding birthday candles. I'm hoping to win that one myself. I always like to try and put the bit of a fun trick on some colleagues. So, yes, I'm hoping to win that one myself.
So if your birthday's coming up in the next few months, be wary.
Absolutely, especially if someone is talking about, talking about the hospice. So as we wanted to say, you know, we are still the local hospice for North West Surrey and nothing has changed. And please come along and pop in and see us or visit the website where you can see all the fantastic events that we have coming up. Summer balls, you're trying to say, you know, summer balls, we have dragon boat races. And if you want to put an event on, even if it's just an afternoon tea, every penny counts.
And the website is?
www.hospices.co.uk.
Fantastic. Well, that was Torry then from the Woking and Sambair Hospices. Thank you so much for coming along and talking to us here on Brooklands Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm here today with Claire. Claire, good afternoon, Claire.
Hi there. Thank you. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Now, Claire is from the 7th Ashford Scouts Group.
That's correct, yes.
So you were a very brave person to be a scout leader.
Oh, I could say that, yeah. I was involved in scouting as a child, so definitely it's in my blood.
It's definitely in your blood. And I can imagine it's quite good fun, really.
It is, actually. And I think, it's amazing the experiences that we can offer our young people. You know, they join us at Beavers from the age of 5 and a half up to they go through to scouts to 15. So, and it's amazing to see them go through the different sections. And
do you know, when I was a girl, we weren't allowed to go to scouts.
I know. It's actually brilliant. I think now that scouts is so diverse and now that it allows girls into scouts because, you know, even though I think the guide association is amazing and stuff they do, but it's not always for every girl, actually. And I think, you know...
I did enjoy it. I was a brownie and I flew up to guides.
Oh, brilliant.
So I did enjoy it. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you're doing to raise funds here today.
Yeah, so we've got our tombola here today and guess the name of the bear. And we're raising funds for our hall at the moment. So we've got our own scout hut. But it just needs a bit of TLC inside, a little new internal ceiling and some new kitchen and flooring. So we're doing fundraising events across this year to raise some monies.
Oh, that sounds good. So what other events are you doing?
Actually in Christmas time at Shepperton Big Tree Night, so we always have a stall there, but then across the summer we're doing a curry and quiz night at the hut. We're doing our own little summer fair at the hut as well where people come along and have a stall, and also the children are doing a sponsored walk as well. So
Brilliant. So when is the your own fun day at your Scout Hut?
It's in September. We haven't set a date yet at the moment.
Okay, so people can look out for that on your website.
Yes.
And what is the website?
Our website is www.7thAshfordScoutGroup.org.uk.
Brilliant. So if people want more information, they can go there. Just tell us a little bit about the sorts of things Scouts do these days.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely do amazing stuff. I mean, you know, from there, they can go from climbing to abseiling to rafting, all them exciting activities. But they still learn them back to basic scouting skills as well, from their knot tying, cooking on fires without using utensils, you know, learning to light a fire, and actually all that basic stuff that will actually last you through life. But there's amazing stuff now. Scouts Association's definitely moved with the times, so there's even stuff to do now, like the to-do badges to do with digital and online as well. So yeah, there's so much they can do, which is fantastic.
And so the first thing they go to is beavers. What age is beavers?
So beavers, they start at 5 3/4 and then up to 8 years old, and then they go on to cubs from 8 to 10 1/2, and then from 10 1/2 to 14 1/2 to scouts.
So if someone out there is listening and they've got a 5-year-old and they want to get their names down before they get to 5 3/4, they can go on to www.7thAshfordScoutinggroup.org.uk and find out all the information there.
Yes, they can. And on there, there's a joining form, so they can just fill in the form and that'll come directly through to us and we can secure a place for them. But I do recommend, if you've got ones younger than 5, sign up as soon as you can, because it's amazing how big the waiting list can get as well. So do recommend that.
Okay, God, it's wonderful. It's so popular. Claire, thank you so much for talking to us today.
That's right. Thank you ever so much.
What's your name?
My name is Amir Ayers.
And I hear about that walk that you're going to do. So what's it at? What's it aimed at?
Yeah, so we do these walks on various occasions throughout the year. We had one recently in East London, and it's collecting money for charities, and there's various charities, British Heart Foundation, Cancer Research, various charities that we collect for, and 100% of the money goes to charities.
What do you think about the piece of walk that you are going to do?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it for the community, raising those local charities we're collecting for. People from these charities also participate in the walk, and, you know, everyone's collecting. It's a nice day, subject to the weather and everything, but, you know, it's a beautiful day. Everyone's enjoying themselves, you know.
What's the charity champions that I've been just looking at?
Charity champions, you've read it there, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, these are the people, like I was just saying earlier, and they would come along and they would be walking with us, doing their advertising about their charities and then giving out things to people. So they come along, all these big charities that we support, and also the local charities as well.
What sort of charities that you are in?
So there's British Heart Foundation, for example, Cancer Research UK, there's the Queen's Jubilee charity that we've collected for, there's various charities that we've done, and some here, they're mentioned here, Age UK, and you've got York Hill, some local charities, Ronald McDonald House, various, Great Ormond Street, you know, various charities amongst within the UK,
right,
some local, some national charities.
Okay, good. What's the apocrypha of Jesus means? The status of Jesus.
We've got a little bit exhibition as well at the same time, and it's just introducing Islam. We are part of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association that was started in 1889 in India. It started off here in the UK in 1914, and currently we have our headquarters here in London in the UK. It's part of Islam, and we believe in the second coming of Christ, which we say the Messiah. And this is what our community is about.
Do you have any contacts that people might come and do this walk or thing that you're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, we're in regular contact with people, and then we share ideas with each other and get information, and we look at previous walks that we've done, and we learn from that, and then, you know, we build on that and then go forward on that stuff.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
I'm here with Jessica Palmer from Palmer's Pet Services.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Well, this looks really, really interesting. I've got two little dogs, a Shih Tzu and a Bichon, so they have to be groomed regularly. So tell us a little bit about the services that you offer.
Yes, I'm a mobile dog grooming service. So we come to houses, park up, and then the dogs are groomed in the van. So we offer everything from full grooms to hand stripping, with just a wash and blow dry, nail trimming. The lot is all included, yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it? Your van is amazing.
Thank
for anyone, for our listeners at home, there's just got everything that you would see in a dog's grooming parlour, for those of you who go to them. And it's just really, really beautifully kitted out.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's really great. We've had a lot of great response. Very busy at the moment, which is fantastic. So all we need to groom the dog is a parking space. It doesn't need hooking up to electricity like a lot of mobile dog groomers. So we find, doing really well.
That's great. So how did you get into dog grooming?
I've always worked with animals ever since I was little, and then one day I was at Crofts and I met the lady who ran a grooming academy, so I signed up and got qualified and started my own business.
What a great thing to do, and it's a business now you're going to have forever, really.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Definitely is building and building, which is fantastic. Been doing it for about 3 years now, so yeah, it's going really well.
And do you have any funny stories you could tell us?
Oh, I don't know, many funny stories. I've had a lot of strange requests for haircuts, turning dogs into lions and all sorts of things like that. Lots of accidents happen quite a lot, which is quite something that goes with the territory, I suppose. So, yeah, it's never a dull day working as a dog groomer, I can tell you that.
Jessica, thank you so much for talking to us today and good luck with your business.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and just one more thing. Tell us your website.
Yeah, the website is www.palmerspetservices.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.